803-975 The Fanatics, 610-632-0975. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Tyler Zuli doing a great job as always producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. Next week, actually, Joe Torti is on vacation. So it will be Tyler and I, what, Monday through Thursday next
yes.
week? Okay,
yep.
Monday through Thursday, Josh with us on
Friday. Yeah, you got
to
deal with me for 16 hours next week.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, I can deal with that, though. No worries. No
you're
worries.
You're going to be begging for Friday by the end of the week. You're like, yo, when is that Josh guy coming in?
Oh, man, no, it'll be good to be here with you for 4 days and a lot to talk about with the Sixers getting back underway. My conversation with Brett Brown on the Sixers Podcast Network, and you can catch that on Sixers.com. Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, we'll give that to you. Again, my conversation with Brett Brown with the social issues going on in our country with the NBA players, NBA Coaches Association are doing to help out and how he, his staff, and the players are preparing for the return of basketball inside the Orlando bubble. 610-632-0975. And Brett asked, you know what, Ty? I'll give you this one. He also said something about me on the court as a little, just a tease and let everybody know.
Yeah, he probably saw us at Sixers.
Floor.
Probably saw us at Sixers Media Day a couple years ago, and just how you cooked me after I got sent off the screen.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I did. Oh, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed. You know, I got put up on a pick and roll, and I got switched off on Devon, and he took me pretty much right to the hole.
Well, how tall are you?
Six foot, six one.
I give you 6'1". I'm 5'6". I mean, listen, my thing is
you're faster
always,
than me.
I'll use my quickness.
Yeah, you're a lot faster than me. I'm not a fast person, by any means.
And I don't mess around too much with the dribbling, or patting the ball too much. Can I do it? Yes. But I was taught early, right? Taught early from my cousins, my dad. Don't play around too much with the basketball. All that stuff would develop as you get older, right? You learn how to dribble and do all the fancy stuff. It was always my dad, number one, with Mo Cheeks, and then my cousins and all just simply saying, let's do this. And one of my friends from the neighborhood in Winfield told me with my quickness, because I played with the people my age, but with my cousins are older, I'm playing with them. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. Don't waste dribbles.
You went with your left, too. I tried shading you
that's
to the right because most guys are right-handed.
I'm right-handed.
You know, and you went right to the left. And
so
as
they shade me that way, they're expecting me again to go that way, which I am. You're going to lean me that way? I'm going to go that way, but I'm going to use my quickness to get by you. So one dribble, boom, I'm gone. And sorry, but that's what I had.
No, we weren't opposite
fun
teams. Times, yeah.
It was fun times. Yeah, now hopefully I can get back to that because of my ACL. But Brett Brown does talk about maybe using me, my basketball game, in our conversation.
That'd be pretty cool.
A little bit of tease there. 610-632-0975. And also, you know, when we get to talk a little Major League Baseball later, Ty, because the MLB opening up their calendar a little bit, if you will. Don't they need to pay JT? They need to pay JT. We'll talk about that as well. But the Sixers schedule is out. Indiana, San Antonio, Washington, Orlando, Portland, Phoenix, Toronto, Houston. Those are the 8 games. I say 6-2. Tyrone Johnson, 8-0. Tyler Zuli right now, 5-3. 5-3 for your Philadelphia 76ers. Where do you have them inside the Orlando bubble? Justin in Lancaster, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Fanatic. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I think we're going to go 8-0 because, you know, I like the schedule. If we start back up, we should do original 5 starters and don't put, you know, and don't mess with the thing because I like the way Coach Brown, coaches. I just think he is so much like hatred because of his rotation and everything like that. But I do like Coach Brown and I do agree with everybody that he is coming back next year. It's going to be so much a quick turnaround that, you know, you just can't fire him and then bring a coach in and then put his system in. It's going to be so quick turnaround. So I do believe that we're going to make some noise in this season. I can't wait. I'm so excited. You probably hear it in my voice. I miss basketball, you know, growing up playing basketball, you know, growing up and just seeing Allen Iverson play and everything like that. And I guarantee you that Ben Simmons is going to come back and surprise everybody.
Surprise how?
I just think that he's going to just bring a jumper, and I think he's hearing it. I think LeBron is telling him by putting him in his ear, look, man, you can dominate driving to the inside, but if you bring shoot from the elbow, you don't have to shoot from the three-pointer. You know, if you shoot from 15, 18, 20 feet away, you will dominate the game. And I think LeBron is putting that in his ear. And I'm super excited that he's working for LeBron, because once LeBron's out of the league, who's going to take over? In my opinion, Ben Simmons. So, you know, stay in L.A., work with LeBron James, and then once the King leaves, Prince Ben is going to take over, and I'm super excited.
Well, and I love to hear that, and we know they have their personal relationship, not only because of their agency, but just the friendship that they developed when Ben Simmons was in high school. Number one, I would say that would be Giannis and Antetokounmpo, but as you point out, Ben Simmons has a chance to elevate his game and his place in the NBA whenever, and doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon, Justin, whenever LeBron James decides to walk away from the game. So I hear you, man. I look forward to basketball as well. I look forward to speaking to you post-game when this season resumes in Orlando. Thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975. So Tobias Harris was on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. I told you earlier that he spoke candidly about them not performing up to the standards that they had set out for themselves. We all agree. That is a fact. Well, here it is, his words, his voice on First Take explaining exactly what we just talked about them not being the team we thought they should have been.
I just say, you know, and I keep it real, we haven't had the best chemistry throughout the whole year. It took us a while to kind of get everyone together. We battled injuries from the start to the end. And right now, if we're the sleeper, then we're the sleeper. Like, truth be told, how we're viewed, that's someone else's opinion. But I know when I look my guys in the eye and we have conversations, we got one goal in mind. That's to go out there and play and win a championship. So that's the only view that matters to me. So I'm with what people say, what people got to say about our team. I get it, because we haven't met our expectations so far this year, but we have a new opportunity in Orlando to go out and just play ball and really, you know, scratch a new surface of what we can accomplish. At the end of the day, I believe that when we go out here and go hoop, we have a chance to win a championship.
All right, that's Tobias Harris again on First Take, ESPN's show with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, stating that the outsiders, myself, Tyler Zuli, you, all, that's our opinion of what could be. So if they are the sleepers, they are the sleepers. Okay. We'll go out there and make sure that at the end of this entire tournament, that as a sleeper, you walk away with the championship. You walk away with the title. I like to hear it. It just continues to go with what he has been this offseason talking about and being a leader in the community about things going on with the social issues in our country. And now him also doing it here as someone who is speaking publicly and putting that out there, as he said at the very beginning, you heard him. I'm just going to keep it real and be real with you guys. Well, he does that. He know he has to back it up as well. He has to back it up as well. Ty, what do you think about what Tobias Harris said?
Yeah, I think that he's accurate. And I think that Tobias Harris has never been one to shy away from making a comment. I mean, you always hear him when he does post-game with Tom, or when he does, we have him in the interviews and, you know, we play clips of him. He always has a lot of really insightful things to say. And I also believe that he's always very honest with the media. He's very honest in interviews and things like that. And for him to say that, I'm not shocked. But I also believe that if that's the case, if they feel they are the underdog or the sleeper or whatever you want to call them, then live up to that moniker. Be the underdog. Go to the NBA Finals. Show us. That's all I want.
All right, so
I know it's a little selfish to say NBA Finals, but
no, it's not. No, why is that?
Not with this team, though.
Because they're 39-26?
Yeah, I guess based on the regular season, more so than the team itself.
Mm-hmm. But again, that doesn't change how you felt in the beginning of the year. Yes, you saw them at 39-26 when they last left, but they were also the same people that were there when you said that they should go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Same people. Same people who went 29-2 at home. Well, same squad.
And I think to that point, you know, that I believe that when we do our shows together and, you know, and Joe is with us as well, and we're all very objective people, I think, when it comes to Philadelphia sports teams.
Yes.
And all three of us had them 50-plus wins, and you and I had NBA Finals, and I think Joe had Eastern Conference Finals. If I remember correctly.
That's right. Yeah, because he felt
the
Bucks would win.
Right. But that's high expectations for three people who are normally as objective as you could possibly get when it comes to the Philadelphia teams. Two NBA Finals appearances and an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. They've not lived up. They've fallen short of expectations so far.
Easily. Fallen short big time. But that's why I say that I don't think it's unrealistic. I don't think it's unfair to say that this is still a team that could get there. As teams that you project out to be someone who can represent in the finals, you can still point your finger at them because it's a new outlook because of the injuries that they've had time to rest now over these 3.5 months. By the time they get started, it's going to be over 4 months of rest. That's a full NBA season. Now, while they have not been playing basketball the way they're accustomed to, during a break, they are still someone who has the same roster that we thought could represent the East in the finals. To be fair, we also have to look at the 10-24 side. We do. New focus. Time to sit back, look yourself in the mirrors. Honest conversations. Things should change. Things should change. Things you should show us that you are the 29-2 team instead of the 10-24 team. This whole thing, they have basically had two different teams and now two different seasons. There's no reason for them not to improve on the basketball floor as the squad that we thought they were at home.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think, too, if you think about how it ended, right, you know, when they were playing the Pistons in that final game, to me, when it was March 11th, there were three teams in the East that had a legitimate shot of representing the East in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
It was the Bucks, the Raptors, and the Celtics. And that was it. Now with this restart, I go on talent, or at least that's what I hope to be able to do.
It's wide open.
It's wide open. I think six or seven teams.
Outside of Milwaukee and Toronto, I think it's open thereafter. It's up to that third team, Sixers, Heat, Celtics, to make that noise to beat the Raptors and the Bucks because they have been consistently good all season long. Well, even though the Celtics are in three spot, they've had their drop-offs as well.
Correct.
So consistently it's been the Bucks and the Raptors, the teams that follow thereafter. Again, Sixers included, have enough in them, I believe, of all the teams, Celtics included, to make that noise against those top squads. That's it.
I agree.
And the Sixers have put, Tobias Harris has put it on himself, to put it out there to everyone else. He mentioned championship once again. He did not have to, but he did. He didn't have to take that interview with them on ESPN, but he did. And he said, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you that we weren't as good as we thought we were going to be, and our chemistry was not right. Why wasn't it right? There are a bunch of questions there as to why it was not right. He did not answer those questions in that snippet that we heard there. But he put it out there. He said, we are a team that is supposed to go out. Well, not, and, you know, just basically laying it out there is how he said it, not verbatim, but a team to win a championship. That's what we're going to. That's what they're all focused on. I mean, look, let's be honest. Washington, Phoenix, Brooklyn, the San Antonio, they're not going out there and winning the championship. They're getting the experience, Washington and Phoenix, for their young guys. I respect that. I'm a Phoenix fan. That's my favorite team in the league. We know why. They can't win. Right? They can't win. The Sixers, though, are in that conversation to win. They're in a conversation to win. Tobias Harris said it. Brett Brown will speak next week. Let's see what he says. Let's see what the players now say once the teams get back together and we start getting the more immediate availability as they start to practice again. What did you guys think of what Tobias Harris said? He is now speaking as a leader of this basketball team. How much have we been asking who is the leader of the Philadelphia 76ers? Well, the best two players are Simmons and Embiid. Embiid and Simmons in that order. As a leader, though, that's Horford and Harris with their veteran experience. The leaders on the floor with their play will be Simmons and Embiid, followed by Harris, Richardson, Horford, and we keep on going. Let's see what Shake Milton, Mike Scott, all of these guys fit in. 610-632-0975. What do you believe is right in terms of what Tobias Harris said? You heard what he mentioned. Team did not perform up to their standards. To be honest with us, is what he said. They did not collectively come together. The chemistry was off. They should represent in the NBA Finals, is what he said, and win a title. That's the goal. Speaking with Nate on the text board, he says 71. Tyrone Johnson says 8-0. And when you look at that, and you listen to what Tobias Harris puts out there and says, I mean, realistically, they have an opportunity to do so because they should. They should make that statement immediately and put the other teams on notice that they are there for exactly the reasons Tobias Harris shared with us on First Take. Put them on notice right away. Make that statement early and go out there and smash these teams. You've done it before. They've beaten all the teams that are good. You've done it before. Go out there and do it again.
Talent and talent alone. That is honestly all that they need to do at this point. There is no figuring out roles. As much as I talk about how much I hate the rotation, there's no figuring out the rotation. They have 3 months to figure that out. You got to get this thing going and get it off the ground quickly. You have, in my estimation, three of the top 25 players in the NBA and two of the top 15, maybe top 12, and the best center in basketball. You have no excuse not to put a run together. None. I don't care what your record states. You have 8 games to better yourself. And if you can go 6-2 and you finish with 45 wins, I think that's good enough for me. You got to make the run.
Ty, I'm right back where I was at the start of the season. I'm right back where I was in December after they beat the Bucks. I'm right back where I was March 11th after taking down the Detroit Pistons before we had to talk about the league shutting down on that Wednesday night, I believe. I'm right back to saying this team has too much talent to be knocked out in the first round, too much talent to be knocked out in the second round. I mean, come on. Come on. Seriously. This team needs to make noise.
Deep
and again,
run.
Make a statement and say it again, Ty.
Deep run.
Inside that Orlando bubble.
NBA Finals.
All right. 610.
I don't know if I believe it, but they have to.
610-632-0975. 6-2 for Dave Anderson, 019 on Twitter. 7-1, Drew Evo. Again, he's putting up $20 saying 7-1. 4-4 for Joe Cook, 5. 4-4 for Joe Cook, 5. I've gotten that on the text board as well. 4-4. Because, again, what we saw before they last left.
So they're almost agreeing with me with the inconsistencies.
Yes.
You know, and I said 5-3, thinking that there's enough games in there that they need to win. You know, like Washington, they got to win. Phoenix, no disrespect, they
got
to win.
No, sorry. I know where we are. I know. You know, I got my hat on right now.
I know.
I still represent. It is what it is.
But they have to win that game.
They have to win the game. They absolutely have to win the game. I need to update the people on the Sun schedule anyway, just for my own entertainment. 610-632-0975. Durant_ on Twitter. 5-3. The team is pretty much where it's going to end up at no matter what. Players like Shayok will play a lot. Well, he's saying 5-3. That's basically that not a 500 team, just above a 500 team, a little better, but still going to be knocked out. And again, once again, Ant, you're fair. People who are saying 4-4, that's fair. Jasper says 4-4. It's fair because of where they last left off. Although they can pull me right back into where I was, to where Tyler was, as a team that has everyone healthy, had the time to look at everything during this hiatus and figure out what the problem was, put out top 24 players in the league and Embiid and Simmons, and go out there and do exactly what we thought they would do exactly what they told us they would do, and be a number one seed, 60-plus wins in the Eastern Conference, and get to the NBA Finals. 610-632-0975. A statement needs to be made by them in the regular season at the start of the bubble. Let's see what happens. We'll update you on the NHL draft lottery as well, and then we'll also get into Major League Baseball and what they need to do with the Philadelphia Phillies and JT Realmuto. I think we all know what they need to do. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens, here until 10 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
829 here on The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Sixers schedule is out inside the Orlando bubble. It goes as such. Saturday, August 1st, Indiana Pacers, 7 p.m. Monday, August 3rd, San Antonio Spurs, 8 p.m. Wednesday, August 5th, Washington Wizards, 4 p.m. Friday, August 7th, Orlando Magic, 6:30 p.m. Sunday, August the 9th, Portland Trailblazers, another 6:30 p.m. start time. Tuesday, 8-11, August 11th, against my squad, Phoenix Suns, 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, 8-12, August 12th, Toronto Raptors, 6:30. And the final game, Friday, August 14th, against the Houston Rockets, to be determined. So they will have, again, the seeding games for the 76ers. And we're curious to see where you are. How do you feel about the restart and what their record should be with these eight games? 610-632-0975. In the NHL, though, they have set their NHL draft lottery. Philadelphia Flyers, very good team, so unlikely that they win the lottery. So, Tyler, what's it look like right now as they have set this lottery?
Yeah, so it was a little bit different this year. So there were eight placeholder teams that represent the eight teams that are going to miss out on the playoffs. So whether it be, you know, the series between the Canadiens and the Penguins, you know, whatever series is being played to determine which team is going to, which eight teams are not going to make the playoffs, those are the eight placeholder teams. Now, the draft lottery went off today for the seven of the teams that did not qualify for the playoffs, meaning Buffalo, Ottawa, San Jose, Detroit, that's four. The LA Kings is five. I'm trying to think of the other two. Well, anyway, the other two, I'll give you the other two as I'm able to look it up. But those seven had the chance at the first seven picks, basically. Or one of those placeholder teams could jump in, and that's exactly what happened. The LA Kings ended up with the number one overall pick.
Wow.
Despite having the fourth worst record this year. The Detroit Red Wings, who had the worst record, historically bad season, ended up with the number four overall pick. The Ottawa Senators have picks three and five because of the fact of the Erik Karlsson trade from about little less than a year ago after, you know, kind of going full on tank mode. So they have picks three and five. And pick number two is TBD. So pick number two will be determined by, oh, excuse me, I lied. It looks like actually that's not true. Those numbers flipped. The Kings have the number two pick.
Oh,
so one of those eight teams are going to end up with the number one overall pick.
Mm.
So I read it wrong. I apologize. So one of those teams is going to end up with the number one overall pick. This is a tweet I saw earlier. Team would have had to finish 30th. In the NHL to have the kind of odds that this team is about to have. A team that, by the way, is still technically, quote, in the playoffs.
Interesting.
So you could see, conceivably, now it's going to be difficult for this to happen because I don't believe they're going to lose their series. There's a chance Pittsburgh Penguins could end up with that pick.
Wow. More young talent, right? More top-level talent to add to the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right. Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Ty. 610-632-0975 as we look at everything here. A lot of people, you know, jumping in on everything. I love the fact that Dave wants to bet $20 I think it was with Joey. Bet $20 that they go 7-1. Yeah. They have their own little thing going on. So that's fun to watch.
Exactly 7-1? Because I might take that bet.
7-1.
So I get the field. He gets 7-1.
He's
deal.
7-1.
You got a deal, Dave.
7-1. Elbow Shaferi. Brian says Thunder need to finish with a better record than the Sixers. They probably will. I mean, I don't know what the Thunder record is, but they probably will. Honestly, 76-39. Honestly, I don't care what seed they get. If the people who I tweeted you about show up, it doesn't matter. Forget about the seeds. Just hoop. Do what you get paid for. Show up and handle your business. Don't play scared. Let's run. All right, listen. All we've seen is 4-4, 5-3, 7-1, 8-0. 8-0. And by the way, Elbow Shaferi, Brian gives us a photo of Brian Colangelo with the high collars because of the Oklahoma Thunder, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the draft overall. 610-632-0975. He just got another gig, too, in Australian basketball running. I think he's purchased a part of it. Yeah. Yeah, he does something. Whatever. Right? Whatever. Who cares? I did hear that he said that he was, I'm trying to think of the exact words that he said. Basically taking blame off of himself for what happened with Twittergate. When we know exactly what happened at this point, based on the Ringer and their reporting, we found out. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Oh, Mark Jackson, our man from NBC Sports Philly, Philadelphia basketball great, says, all right, tell me why the Sixers cannot run the table. Raptors might give us a problem, but I'm calling 8 books like I'm playing a game of spades. 8 of them. 8-0. Go with 8-0. Okay. See you again, Mark Jackson. Calling it for what it is. Calling it 8-0. If Mark Jackson is saying it, he doesn't have to. Yes, he does the games, but he doesn't have to. But he did. He put himself out there. He says they can go 8-0, and why not? All right. I'm going with that. I'm going with that from Mark. Tyrone Johnson again, 8-0. Nate in Southwest, 7-1. Some people with some people feeling good about the team. Again, that's just going back to the team that we talked about at the beginning of the season. That's the only reason Tyrone is putting up 8-0. That's the only reason saying Mark Jackson is saying one loss is what we should see from the 76ers. That's it. That is it. I like it. I didn't say it. I still say at best 6-2, but I like people sticking their neck out and saying 8-0.
The optimism's there.
I like it.
You think if it's misguided or it's placed in, you know, some kind of factual evidence, the optimism's there.
I like it. I do. Man, and don't forget the 88 seeding games will count toward the regular season stats. So whatever numbers that they put up there inside this bubble, people are going to, and Tyler already talked about the bonuses and things of that nature. They've negotiated a lot of stuff. But in that bubble, the stats are going to count towards your regular season numbers. All right. Keith Pompey said the Sixers have the second easiest schedule inside the bubble. Once again, we know who they are. At least we think we know who they are. And if that is the case with them being the team that we all thought they would be, then listen. All right, that strength of schedule is there for you. All right, let's see what you can do. Second easiest schedule of the restart. And they also have 3 games in 4 days to wrap up the regular season with the Phoenix Suns, Toronto Raptors back-to-back, a day off, and then the Houston Rockets on the 14th. Okay, Philadelphia 76ers is your go. It's your go. Clippers and Lakers to start things off, along with the Portland Trail Blazers and the New Orleans Pelicans on August 9th. I can't wait for basketball to be back. I can't.
I'm stoked.
Are you more excited about basketball than baseball since we know baseball is returning?
There's a part of me that wants to say yes, because there's a part of me that recognizes the fact that, you know, we're 8 games away from playoff NBA basketball.
Right.
And then there's a part of me that goes, no, you're not. You're a baseball guy. Like, nothing will take that. You know what I mean? It's like nothing will take the place of baseball for me, even if there's higher competition. Like, that will have my attention. The NBA playoffs will have my attention more so than a regular season baseball game.
Right.
But I don't think I'm more excited. I don't know. I was when the stoppage first happened, because we were in basketball season, we were in hockey season, and baseball hadn't started yet, so I didn't have a chance to miss it. But now that it's getting warmer, it's nice outside, you know, it's baseball season, I think I'm probably going to say baseball.
Okay. I'm still going with the basketball, and maybe that is a whole me, basketball first, baseball third.
Well, I think it's more important.
Thing, and the importance of it and the expectations that are still there for me versus what I believe about the Phillies. While I think the Phillies can do some stuff in 60 games, I'm still also looking at it as simply being one of those deals where the 76ers, whatever the 76ers do is probably going to be more impactful, should be more impactful because of the postseason thing here and the ability to advance as far as we thought they could. This is just simply one of those deals where it's the playoffs. It's simply the playoffs. And they have to be better. They have to be better. So, yeah, I lean more towards that being the importance of that versus the importance of what we're going to get from Major League Baseball. I'm in on baseball, too. Don't get it wrong. I'm definitely in on it. I'm just sitting back. My expectations are not as high on the Phillies as they are on the Sixers once they get started. I'll say it like that. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens. We'll give you a little more on basketball. We have some birthdays, some draft history that we want to talk about as well. We want to give you a little bit, of course, on Malcolm Jenkins and what he says, since I didn't have an opportunity to speak on it. So we'll do all of that. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, along with Tyler Zuli, until 10 on this Friday night here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm looking at some team bonding, which you want to see from teams, from players that are around each other for months and months without being with their families as much. They're more with their teammates in professional sports. So I'm looking at the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm looking at Bleacher Report. This is via somewhere on Instagram. Says that Paul George, Lou Will, and some Clippers treating paintballing like it's a war zone. I mean, different choice of words. But, all right. I mean, I know you're allowed to do stuff. I know you're allowed to do stuff. Things are opening back up. I don't know. I'm still very, very careful on what I'm doing because of the pandemic.
Totally understand.
They have gear on. Faces are covered. All of that stuff, but they are very, very close to one another as they're trying to protect each other and feel things out, go after whoever they're going after with the paintball gun. Again, I like the fact that they are getting together for the first time, maybe, and able to team bond. But I still have my questions. That's just me.
So we
just me.
Got out on the golf course today for the first time in a while. And it was really well spaced out. You know, you had to book your tee time in advance and all that good stuff. And people were very, very respectful of, you know, keeping distance and things like that. So we had a group behind us, but they never kind of rushed up on top of us the whole time. And we kind of did the same for the group in front of us. It was a good pace of play, but it wasn't, no one was rushing anybody or trying to kind of step on anybody's toes. So it was a good open, kind of open area still.
All right, yours is open area, and this is open, but you also know how paintball goes.
Sure.
Where you have to kind of be in groups at times and all of that. What do you think about this?
I think at this point, it's going to be, like somebody's personal choice at this point. Because unless, again, you get like something that happens in Philadelphia where they mandate the masks, people are just not going to wear them if they don't want to wear them. You know, like you and I have been pretty judicious in wearing the mask around here. And I know that, you know, you wearing them at, you know, at the store and when you go to the bank and things like that. But, you know, there's still a contingent of people that don't want to wear them. And if they're not mandated to, they're not going to. So I think it's just down to personal choice at this point, unless a mandate comes down.
Nah, you're right, man. I hear it. And also just thinking about this, as you were talking about it the last segment, this is wild. How does the NHL do this? How does the NHL, I know you have to playoffs and do all those things, right? You have to do the playoffs and all that stuff, but how do you not have a number one, a team with a number one selection? Because don't you just wait?
You would think so.
It's like the NBA, wait, just wait.
Somebody put out a tweet. It said, the NHL is trying to do its best at preventing teams from tanking, basically. And now you have 8 teams. Now, I should, you know, there are 16 teams, but I don't think that they're all created equal in that play-in series. Like, the Penguins are a legitimate contender, right? They're a cup contender, despite the fact they don't have a bye. But you got teams like the Blackhawks and the Coyotes and, you know, teams that are 10, 11, 12 in their, you know, in their conferences standings. Are they really going to play that hard? Like, the Montreal Canadiens going to play that hard against the Penguins? Or are they just going to go, yo, we can get the number one overall pick?
Ty, they're going for the number one pick.
I think a lot of them will.
That's why you wait.
It's bad, man.
That's why you wait. What are they doing?
And then you get the Red Wings, who had like a 29 winning percentage this season, and they're picking fourth.
That's why you wait, man.
That's why you don't have a draft lottery.
That is why you wait.
That's a different conversation, though, for a different day.
Nah, I hear that, man. I'm
a big believer in worst team, first pick.
Yeah.
That's what I like. The NFL does that right.
No.
Major League Baseball does that right.
No, you're right, man. Let me get the schedule. I'm a little mad at the Phoenix Suns on their Twitter account. They don't even have the schedule up yet. I mean, how dare they? What's that all about? They put everything else up there, but whatever.
Come on, social media team.
Come on. I don't know what they're doing. July 31st, this is for my own entertainment and Tyler Zuli's as well, because he'll allow me to do this. Drew and Westchester will as well. July 31st at Washington, 4 p.m. August 2nd, Phoenix Suns are at home taking on the Dallas Mavericks at 9. That's on League Pass, both of those games. August 4th at the Clippers, NBA TV. August 6th, Pacers at Suns, 4 p.m. August 8th at Miami Heat, League Pass. August 10th, Thunder at Suns, 2:30, League Pass. August 11th, we know about the Sixers. That's on NBA TV. And to be determined against the Dallas Mavericks. Now I want to take a look at the Miami Heat. And their schedule, because the Sixers are right near them. As we know with the standings, the Sixers, as of right now, are 2 games back of the Miami Heat. Okay? Heat at Denver. Tough game. Let's give that a loss. Raptors at Heat. 1:30, August 3rd. Let's give them a loss there, too. August 4th, Celtics at the Heat. Let's give them another loss. 6th, Heat at Bucks. Loss. Suns at Heat, August 8th. That's a win. August 10th, Pacers at Heat. Win. August 12th at Oklahoma City. Loss. August 14th at Indiana. Win. Sixers can catch the Miami Heat.
I think they might.
They can catch the Miami Heat. And the Indiana Pacers. Sixers first. Pacers at Washington. Magic at Pacers. Pacers at Suns. Lakers at Pacers. Pacers at Heat. Pacers at Rockets. Heat at Pacers to be determined for that August 14th game. Might be tough for them without Victor Oladipo. Just saying. Drew in Westchester next on the Fanatic. How you doing, Drew?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Man, just hanging, watching some TV, chilling on a Friday night. Actually just got back from the shore, was there a couple days. And people were pretty good. I mean, it was in, felt pretty normal. Boardwalk was pretty normal. I mean, some people wearing masks, some people weren't. But, the outside dining was in effect at some places. So it was a nice little time. No worries at all, I thought.
Okay, good, man. I'm glad you had a nice time and everything was okay, safe. And yeah. All the family safe. That's all that matters.
Well, let's hope so. So, but about the Sixers and their seating, they're kind of playing into what you're just talking about. I'm kind of afraid of moving up into the seedings into that fourth or fifth spot and playing a team like the Pacers or the Heat to begin with. I kind of almost think we'd be better off just staying in the sixth spot and riding out our chances versus Boston and then avoiding a chance of playing the Bucks in the second round. What do you think?
All right, so if we look at the standings as put out there, the first seed will play the 8-9 matchup. The 4-5, of course, will play the winner of that, which will be the Milwaukee Bucks. If the Sixers stay in their spot, it will be the winner of the 2-7 matchup, which right now is the Raptors and the Nets. I understand. I hear you. And, of course, that makes sense. But you can't have these guys going out there and not worrying about winning these games. They have to go out there and make a statement. So if you knock off the Bucks in the second round, you knock off the Bucks in the second round. It's just what it is, and you have to face the Raptors or the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Handle your business.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not looking for I understand it's an easier way, but I'm not looking for the easier way out here. Win your games.
No, I'm not either. I'm hoping that these few eight games will help the team just really. I'm looking for them to kind of gel, come together as a team, figure out what their starting rotation is going to be and their rotation is going to be, as far as subbing in and out. A lot of people have alluded to those hockey line changes that mm-hmm. Brett Brown likes to make.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good position overall. Either way, we move up, we move up, that's cool. If not, we stay sixth spot, and then maybe we have a different road. So either way, I think we have a nice chance for the Sixers to make it to the conference finals. Then, all bets are off. Anything can happen. But I'm liking our chances, Devon.
I like their chances as well, Drew. I really do. And our whole thing to start things off was just simply who is going to step up, right? Who's going to step up outside of Simmons and Embiid and give them that third guy? You always need that other person, even if it's the coach, where people have questions with Brown. Who is going to step up and be that third person to impact the Sixers in order for them to advance in each round?
I'm going to say it's going to be Brett Brown. He's going to step up, and I know we're all.
I don't think that's going out on a limb. I think that's one of the more popular choices, Brett Brown.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, I think.
Now he has to do it, but in terms of who should be mentioned, he's absolutely in that conversation. Drew, listen, have a great weekend, man.
We'll talk to you
next week, and appreciate you. Be safe as well. Glad you had a safe time. Down the shore. 610-632-0975. Okay, a lot to get into on the other side with the JT Realmuto situation with the Major League Baseball calendar and the Phillies. We'll also get into a lot of celebrations, if you will, in Philadelphia sports. 610-632-0975. And we'll continue to take your phone calls on the 76ers schedule. Eight games are now up in Orlando, inside the bubble. Let's talk about it on the other side. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.